This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you on the GCN Radio Network. Good to have you along with us. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. We air Monday through Friday from 9 to 11 Eastern. You can join us here on this network or BillMartinezLive.com. And we thank you for all joining us this morning with our new team here. And got a lot to keep you up to date and talk about. Coming up, we're going to be taking a look at what has happened with Iran in Saudi Arabia, with the execution of the Sunni sheikh there. And it has caused all kinds of issues. And, of course, we have former Pentagon official Michael Rubin coming on, and we'll break that down for you in just a bit. Also, a lot of conversation over the weekend over the president, which we had talked about a couple of weeks ago, that it looked like the president was getting ready to do something with the Second Amendment and execute some executive order regarding gun control, and this in spite that more Americans oppose stricter gun control. Americans want to see if there's going to be anything done with the Second Amendment to be done at the state level, which Jeb Bush even said and recommended as well, that it should be bottom up, not top down. But you know, the president insisting that this is something that he needs to do and interject his position on, that things have not moved fast enough, and with his last year in office, he wants to make a move toward this Second Amendment situation and gun control, and tighten up some of these loopholes, particularly as they relate to gun shows and that. And we have a soundbite right now regarding with Donald Trump and Chris Cuomo talking about you know, the position and his perspective on what the president's doing in terms of taking some baby steps to quite possibly eradicating the Second Amendment altogether.
I was at Fort Hood. We all understand the pain that goes into one of these situations and the frustration. But it gets complex, right? I mean, you say nobody talks about the mentally ill. We do a lot on this show.
We should have a gun-free zone on a military base.
Well, I mean, obviously, that's not my call. They did it for a reason. If you were to talk to the people in charge of that.
You wonder what is the
reason. Well, they have operational security issues. They have maintenance of their firearms. They have protection of those on base. They've had problems in the past. But that's somewhat of a side issue to something else you mentioned.
You know, whenever I see gun-free zone, I see that's a flag for the wackos to come in and start shooting people. That's what I see.
Well,
I mean,
we have plenty of guns in the country, right? We have more guns than we do have people, so it's not like we're running at a shortage. And when you talk about mental health, there's no question that the mentally ill don't get the health care parity that they should in this country. It's an interesting topic for you to bring up and advocate as a leader. But when we talk about these shootings that we cover the most are represented the least in terms of statistics. They're less than 1% of overall gun crime. I'm not saying they don't matter. We certainly cover them here at CNN as much or more than anybody else. But that's not the real problem. You get into the problem of where guys get these guns and how. You've said in the past there should be a period for where you evaluate whether someone has a record and should get a gun. Don't you think that that period should apply to all gun sales? That's what this executive order is
now, Chris. We have rules and regulations on the books right now.
But not for these gun shows.
And frankly, you know, if you want to get to it. And I do see step by step by step, and then all of a sudden you have no Second Amendment. I do see that happening. You'll have...
Well, just about 4 minutes after the top of the hour, America, and of course, 52% of Americans now oppose stricter gun control laws. About 7 in 10 Americans believe it is important for most Americans to support proposed changes to gun laws before those changes are implemented. So what do you say? Of course, our conversation will continue a little bit later on. We have Larry Pratt with the Gun Owners of America, and we will break it down even further as the president proposes and executes his executive order. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. Stay with us, America. We've got more coming up right after this.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that style? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez back with you 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. And we want you to get involved in the conversation because your opinion really does count here. If we're going to do something about getting this country back on track, you need to get involved. With us right now, Michael Rubin, resident scholar with the American Enterprise Institute, former Pentagon official. Michael, always good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
Pretty good, Bill. It's a pleasure to be talking with you.
Well, boy, I'll tell you, we got all hell breaking loose here with Saudi Arabia and Iran with the execution of this cleric. We've got problems here. What's going on?
Well, you're absolutely right, and things are coming to a head right now. Sheikh Nimr, Nimr al-Nimr, was perhaps the most prominent Shiite cleric in Saudi Arabia, and as you know, most of Saudi Arabia's eastern province is actually Shiite, even though Saudi Arabia is run by the Sunnis. And also in the eastern province, that's where Saudi Arabia gets its oil from. Now, the background to this and what's not being said is while Sheikh Nimr was arguing for peaceful change and so forth, and there has to be a footnote above that, which I'll get to in a second, this execution happened against the backdrop of Saudi Arabia announcing an austerity plan. And so we almost have the royal family in Saudi Arabia doing what Vladimir Putin does. Whenever there's economic hardship, you try to rally people around the flag. So, I mean, wholeheartedly, I would condemn what Saudi Arabia did. That said, we need to recognize in this past, even though Sheikh Nimr is described as someone who professes nonviolence, in his past, he had been part of a Saudi Hezbollah group, and the Saudi Hezbollah was the same group that was responsible for the 1996 Khobar Towers bombing. He since withdrew from that position, but the Saudis were still upset with him for leading the protest movement in the eastern province against Saudi discrimination.
Now, he was putting a lot of pressure and agitating the locals there, and they said enough and incarcerated him. But Iran, you know, said, look, we don't want any harm, you know, to befall this Sheikh Nimr. And, of course, now with this execution and then Saudi Arabia says we're not going to take any chances. We're closing down the embassy and we want Iran out of the country.
Well, you know, there's a few things, again, going on here in the background. First of all, let's be clear that Iran is being hypocritical when they complain about religious freedom or about executions. The executions that occurred in 2015 in Iran were an order of magnitude above the 147 executions which occurred in Saudi Arabia. Likewise, when Iranian President Hassan Rouhani starts talking about religious freedom, well, if he cares that much about religious freedom, let him release American Christian pastor Saeed Abedini, who's been held hostage in Iran.
Exactly.
Let him release the Baha'i men, women, and children, and let him account for the 20 missing Jews who have disappeared in the Iranian prisons who they're not coming clean about. So there's hypocrisy there. Now, what the Iranians did before the Saudis broke diplomatic relations, the Iranians sacked the Saudi embassy and burned it. And again, what's not in the news is that the United Arab Emirates gave shelter to the Saudi diplomats because evidently the Iranians were trying to take them hostage. The Saudis may have been odious for executing Sheikh Nimr, but there is absolutely no excuse for the hostage taking. We had the American hostage taking in 1979. We had the sacking of the German embassy in 1997. We had the sacking of the British embassy in 2011. We had the Iranians going after the Danish embassy in 2006. You know, until people shut their embassies in Iran and tell them you cannot attack these sovereign territories, these representatives of diplomacy, we're just going to have the Iranians using hostage taking as a tool.
Well, Michael, is this a Sunni and Shia thing at the very basis of this?
Oh, absolutely. This is in many ways a Sunni Shia thing. And remember that Iran and Saudi Arabia have always been rivals, even before the Islamic Revolution in Iran. That said, the Iranian government upholds this notion, and it's in their constitution, it's in the founding statutes of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, which says the purpose of the Islamic Republic is to export revolution. Mm-hmm. And so they have been inciting violence in and against Saudi Arabia for decades.
How potentially destabilizing is this act?
It's extremely destabilizing. First of all, when it comes to the United States, Saudi Arabia believes that we threw Saudi Arabia under the bus because of the Iran deal. And remember that whether we like Saudi Arabia or not, they've been our ally since 1945. On top of which, now we have a situation where the Iranians, of course, don't trust us. So both sides think the United States is siding with our enemies. So we could really suffer from this blow-up. Now, the Iranians have threatened to kill Saudi princes wherever they can find them, so we have Iran again confirming its mantle as the leading state sponsor of terrorism. And remember, the Iranians tried to murder the Saudi ambassador inside Washington, D.C.,
exactly.
So they're not going to pay attention.
Well, so now the United States is neutered in this whole situation. Leadership has been lacking tremendously. They talk about leading from behind. Let's just talk about zero-sum leadership whatsoever when it comes to the United States as it relates to the Middle East. And now you got Vladimir Putin saying, look, I can interject myself and I can be a factor here.
Well, that's absolutely the case. When President Obama and Secretary of State John Kerry look at diplomacy, they have this almost Pollyannish notion that diplomacy is how to get to yes, finding a win-win situation. What they don't realize is for the Iranians, for the Russians, and frankly for the Saudis, it's a zero-sum game. For them to win, someone else has to lose.
Well, in this particular scenario, you know, and I ask you about the destabilization, we've got a potential lightning rod that could get out of control pretty quick here, Michael.
Well, you're absolutely right, Bill. And remember that 17% of the world's oil passes through the Strait of Hormuz, and so basically, any tension between Saudi Arabia and Iran could be disastrous for the oil markets. Now, you have a situation that when Iraq and Iran were fighting back in the 1980s, we ended up getting involved militarily by reflagging the Kuwaiti tankers because both sides started taking pot shots at each other's tankers. Mm-hmm. I think the other aspect we're going to see is Saudi Arabia isn't now going to hesitate to buy a nuclear weapon off the shelf from Pakistan, if only to counter what they see as Iran's industrial military nuclear program.
Exactly. And not to mention talking about pot shots, here 2 weeks ago, you had Iranians taking a shot at U.S. military ships.
Well, they were taking a shot near the U.S. military ship, and it was certainly provocative. What many people don't realize about the Strait of Hormuz and the Persian Gulf is just how shallow and narrow it is. Mm-hmm. To launch an F-18 or any aircraft off an aircraft carrier, you need 26 knots of wind speed across the deck of the aircraft carrier, and sometimes we have trouble maneuvering and still staying within the sea lanes because of that. So we're in a serious situation when Iran is being as provocative as they are.
Well, it almost, I'll tell you, you know, what flashes back to me here, Michael, is Dealey Plaza in Dallas, Texas, you know, in terms of the Strait of Hormuz, as far as what it sets up there in terms of being a sitting target, right?
Well, you're absolutely right. And throw into the mix that we've given Iran $100 billion in sanctions relief, most of which is going to go into their military programs. The U.S. Navy is at serious risk from Iran's upgraded anti-ship missile capability.
Well, our conversation with Michael Rubin, resident scholar with the American Enterprise Institute, former Pentagon official, continues right here on Bill Martinez Live. Stay with us, America. It's just about 14 minutes after the top of the hour.
Make a resolution for the new year and improve your health with exercise, a healthy diet, and plenty of water in 2016. Keeping your body hydrated is essential for your health. While tap water may look and smell clean, it may contain contaminants that are picked up on its journey to your faucet, which could be harmful to your health. Make sure your water is cleaner by using an at-home water filtration system, like Pure's Advanced Water Faucet Filter System, which can greatly improve the quality of your drinking water. Pure's faucet filter systems are certified to remove over 70 contaminants, including 99% of lead, 92% of pesticides, and 96% of mercury. The faucet filters last up to 3 months or 100 gallons of water and reduce 10 times more contaminants than a leading pitcher. Pure's faucet filter systems are easy to install and require no tools and start around $20, making filtering water at your home simple. Improve the quality of your water by filtering with Pure and raise a glass to your health and hydration this new year. For more information, visit Pure.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
You've reached Bill Martinez Live.
Love me, loves all you. Love your curves and all your edges.
all your perfect imperfections.
Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. 19 after the top of the hour. Michael Rubin is with us. Our conversation continues. Michael, of course, former Pentagon official, AEI scholar, author of the book Dancing with the Devil, The Perils of Engaging Rogue Regimes. He is the research areas include the Middle East, Turkey, Iran, and diplomacy. Michael, without getting too much in the weeds here, I want people to understand why this sheikh is such a figurehead. We know the youth of Saudi Arabia really fell behind Sheikh Nimr, but help our audience understand why he is such a player here.
Well, you know, Sheikh Nimr started out in a town in eastern Saudi Arabia, and again, eastern Saudi Arabia is a Shiite area. Sheikh Nimr is Shiite. Mm-hmm. Now, the Saudis have always taken the oil out of the eastern province, and the Shiites feel discriminated against. There's a corollary to what's been going on in Bahrain, where Bahrain is ruled by Sunnis and the island of Bahrain is majority Shiite. Mm-hmm. And as much as Bahrain is in the news, when the Bahrainis use tear gas and rubber bullets, the Saudis have been using live ammunition. Sheikh Nimr, basically, in a nutshell, was the leader of the Arab Spring movement inside Saudi Arabia with special residence for the Shiites. That said, while he professed nonviolence and so forth, there's deep suspicion about what he actually wanted and his interaction with Iran. For a period of time, he had actually lived in Iranian exile.
Now, he met with the U.S. officials here, what, about 7 years ago, correct?
That's absolutely right. When the protests really started in eastern Saudi Arabia, he met with U.S. diplomats. We have a consulate in Dahran in the eastern province, as well as the embassy in Riyadh and the consulate in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, on the Red Sea. Now, he met with them to suggest that, you know, I'm not hostile to the United States. All I want is political reform. And so this is a bit of a double slap in that the Saudis executed someone with whom they knew that we were talking.
How does Saudi Arabia's Sunni royal family tap this down? Can they?
Well, the Saudis have an interesting strategy. For example, after Sheikh Nimr was arrested back in 2013, his wife came down with cancer, and the Saudis paid for her treatment in Europe, all expenses paid for about 9 months. What the Saudis oftentimes do is really embrace the families to show that they are not going to take revenge on the family, only on the individual, try to bring the families back in the fold. One of the interesting footnotes here is that neither of Sheikh Nimr's sons ever visited him in prison, likely because either the Saudis were preventing them from doing so, or more likely because they wanted to distance themselves from their father.
Well, Michael, so much still going on. As we said, this is quite a hotbed. This is a lightning rod in and of itself, and only time will demonstrate what could happen and what could be ignited here. But meanwhile, you have Iran's ballistic missile ambitions. What's going on there?
Well, you know, what's going on is that under the United Nations Security Council resolution, which came after the signing of the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, the so-called Iran deal. I believe it was UN Security Council Resolution 2231. Iran was forced to stop its ballistic missile work, and yet what they're doing is testing and building ballistic missiles, a clear violation of the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action and the United Nations sanctions. The Obama administration has been refusing to put sanctions on them, being afraid that if they sanction Iran, the Iranians might walk away from the nuclear deal. You know, Secretary of State John Kerry and President Barack Obama have never had a job in the private sector. They don't understand that when you show desperation in negotiations, it seldom goes your way.
Exactly.
And unfortunately, that's what we're doing.
Well, and this is why people, you know, are looking to Trump, because Trump's the deal maker. I mean, you know, you talk about having a deal. We really don't have a deal, do we?
Yeah, no, I certainly don't want to endorse Trump. I have a lot of problems with him.
I understand.
But in this case, what we have is a situation, and this was really the topic of my book, that over the past 60-plus years, the State Department has never done a lessons-learned exercise to understand why we fail so badly in negotiations with rogue regimes, whether it's North Korea, whether it's the Taliban, whether it's Saddam Hussein's Iraq, and so forth. And there's bipartisan castigation that enough to go around. And unfortunately, we see play-by-play every single mistake we could be making, we're making with Iran. It's that situation where I guess Churchill once quipped, the Americans never always do the right thing after they try everything else first. Unfortunately, the cost of trying everything else first when it comes to Iran's nuclear program may be too high to bear.
Michael, I remember as a kid growing up, I mean, our negotiations with Russia, for example, it was like we try to impose our reality on other governments that, they're just not buying the gospel. And, you know, we're trying to project our sense of reality in negotiations. It just doesn't work that way, does it? Not effectively, anyway.
No, it's not. I mean, oftentimes we get into a situation where we're in the State Department, and too often in the White House as well, leverage is a dirty word. When Hillary Clinton became Secretary of State, she was lecturing the previous administration saying, look, if you don't talk to your enemies, who are you going to talk to? And she brought up Ronald Reagan, that Ronald Reagan sat down with Mikhail Gorbachev to negotiate the end of the Cold War. Mm-hmm. That's absolutely right, but what Clinton omitted to mention was that happened after Reagan undertook a five-year military buildup, which, by the way, Clinton in her youth opposed, in order to have leverage, in order to have the deal come out our way. That's something which, unfortunately, the State Department doesn't understand.
Yeah, it's amazing how they rewrite history to accommodate their own agenda. Michael, one final thing I want to have a chance to talk to you about, and that is the fall of ISIS in Ramadi. How significant is this?
It is absolutely significant, but remember, ISIS still controls about 30% of Ramadi. What actually fell was the government center. Now, momentum means everything. When we've had two other major ISIS defeats, the first in Kobane in northern Syria and the second in Sinjar in northwestern Iraq, they were followed by horrific terrorism. In the first case, the burning of the Jordanian pilot alive. In the second case, the Paris attacks. And so we need to be on guard. And even if the Islamic State is resolved in Syria and Iraq, thanks to President Obama taking his eyes off the prize and allowing the Islamic State to thrive and to metastasize, we're still going to be dealing with the Islamic State in Libya, in Afghanistan, and in the Sinai Peninsula.
Well, anytime we get a defeat a victory against ISIS, it definitely helps in terms of countermanding, you know, their propaganda machine, doesn't it?
Well, it absolutely does. And that's why they've always responded in the past with these horrific terror attacks. I mean, we're going to have a situation, however, where this is one battle. We can't confuse the battle with the war. When we do that, when, for example, the White House says the Islamic State is contained, then we're faced with the fact they're not. We've got to calibrate our strategy to facts on the ground rather than White House spin.
We're saying when it says that exactly, and then here it is domestically, we have what happened in San Bernardino, and when you've got almost 1,000 FBI in open investigations domestically, you talk about keeping your eye on the ball. I mean, this is it's like everybody must have their head on a swivel at this point.
Well, absolutely. I mean, ultimately, we're in lame duck territory here, where even our adversaries always take advantage of that. Our allies now are in a situation where they no longer trust us, and our adversaries understand that, and dynamic that we've never had before in this sort of situation.
Well, Michael, what do we do here? We've got roughly 12 more months of the Obama administration, which this foreign policy has been demonstrably a disaster. Are we just hanging on here? Is that all we can do?
We are just hanging on. The real concern I have, and this is a question for every single candidate, is how do you restore American credibility? Because you can bet, Bill, that we're going to be tested. That 3 a.m. phone call that Hillary Clinton once talked about, we're going to be getting it on speed dial.
Yeah, without a doubt. And, and your point is well taken, is that, this is going to be a process, just like anything. It took us a while to get to this point, to be in this failed foreign policy posture that we're in right now. This is not going to be something that's going to turn around rapidly, is it?
No, it's not. When a president loses political credibility, it's automatically restored after the next when a new president enters the Oval Office. When you lose credibility on the world stage, there is no magic wand. It takes decades to restore.
Michael Rubin, resident scholar with AEI, former Pentagon official. Michael, thank you. This is Bill Martinez at 28 after the top of the hour.
Mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth. Because I'm
back with you, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. A little Sweet Georgia Brown. And anytime you hear Sweet Georgia Brown, I was a kid and I grew up with that song. And Sweet Georgia Brown and the Harlem Globetrotters went together. Van Hipp is with us, former Deputy Assistant Secretary of the U.S. Army, former Principal Deputy General Counsel of the U.S. Navy, author of the book New Terrorism, How to Fight It and Defeat It. The foreword was done by Newt Gingrich, the one and only and former Speaker. And Van, Middle Ark Lemon was a personal friend of yours.
He sure was, and a great man. And I got to tell you, one of the finest people I've ever known. And was sorry to see him pass away. He lived a long, great life and helped so many beyond basketball.
Yeah, exactly. Well, his story is so well documented. And, you know, Middle Ark Lemon was the kind of guy. You know, I actually had a chance to play against him in a celebrity basketball game in Bakersfield, California, when I was a disc jockey many, many years ago before I went in the Marine Corps. And what a delight, because, you know, you grow up as a kid watching, and I loved basketball, but, of course, the Harlem Globetrotters were just, they had a whole nother unique sense of how to play the game.
They they certainly did. And, you know, he had a group called Metal Arcs All-Stars, and he was still going around the country. He would always have two or three ringers. They would fly in, and I'll tell you, and then they had a couple people, and they could beat about anybody in town, let me tell you.
Yeah.
And this time last year, he was actually overseas entertaining the troops and then going to U.S. military hospitals, visiting the sick and the wounded. He loved his country, and he loved the military.
What a heart. You know, his smile, which lit up arenas around the world, literally, Van, was just, it was who he was. I mean, what you saw was what you got, just a very genuine, warm, caring individual. And this is why it was a natural, I guess, transformation for him to become the man of faith that he became.
That's a very good point. And I tell you, he always had that sense of humor. It was so genuine. I had him speak at my church one Sunday night, and I got to tell you, Bill was the largest crowd we've ever had. And he what a great guy. We had him one time. He loved the Salvation Army, and we had an event for inner-city youth in the Washington, D.C. area, and Metal Arc came. And this is a few years ago, and I'll never forget him telling the kids, there's no excuse for missing a free throw shot. It's free. They're giving it to you. Why wouldn't you take something that's free? There's no excuse for not doing something that's free.
Right.
And but he had to connect with those kids. And speaking of that, I got to tell you, I didn't know this before. He was very proud of this. He had a 97% lifetime free throw shooting percentage. No one who's ever played the game had anywhere near close to that kind of record.
Yeah. Could you imagine Shaquille O'Neal with a 90% free throw average? I mean, that would have been unbelievable, right?
Unbelievable.
Yeah. But let's break him down a little bit more. I mean, the fact that he was such a giving man, he had experienced a lot, and he was out there, you know, speaking to the youth to encourage them to realize their dream. I mean, he was living his dream. He was blessed by God tremendously, and he was not afraid to talk about his relationship.
He sure wasn't. He was a very strong Christian, and he had a book out. It came out about a year or two ago called Trust Your Last Shot. Mm-hmm. And just a great guy. People don't realize he actually was with President Reagan and prayed with Reagan in the Oval Office. He actually went and met with and witnessed to and prayed, got down on his knees and prayed with George Wallace at his bedside. Mm-hmm. When George Wallace changed his life.
Yes.
He had such an impact on so many people that really the mainstream media was totally unaware of. And so when he passed away, I said, you know, I need to tell this story. And that's why I wrote that op-ed that I did for Fox News last week, to tell the other side. He was a great basketball player, but an even greater man.
Well, you know, for him, imagine, you know, George Wallace and all that Wallace represented in terms of the racial movement and, you know, school segregation and that, and what a lightning rod George Wallace was. And now, years later, for Metal Arc Lemon to extend and demonstrate God's forgiveness and to be there praying at his bedside, that is a picture in and of itself.
Well, that's powerful. And, you know, and then I don't think that's ever been in print anywhere else until we wrote the story. I felt it needed to be told. It's something he had shared with me, and now that he passed away, I mean, people need to know the kind of man that he was. And what a role model for sports figures. I mean, in this day and age, other sports figures, man, they should look at him as a kind of role model that you want to emulate. Just if we had more Metal Arc Lemons, more sports figures trying to emulate that role model, him as a role model, and the kind of character he had to today's youth, what a difference it would make with our young people.
Well, you know, a lot of people didn't quite relate and understand that Metal Arc Lemon, I mean, he served in the U.S. Army.
He sure did.
Mm-hmm.
He served overseas. He served in Germany. And then after his military service is when he went and played with the Harlem Globetrotters. I think he told me he had actually seen them play. He was on active duty in the 50s. In Europe, and I think he had actually seen them play in Europe, and he went and did a tryout. And of course, the rest is history.
Right, and of course, the Globetrotters, you know, they were such a good team that they could frustrate a lot of NBA teams during their era.
Oh, and people say that's a very good point, but people don't realize that today they actually played a couple NBA teams and beat them pretty soundly, and finally the NBA quit playing them.
Yeah, And of course, they always, you know, the team was, it was about a show. I mean, the Harlem Globetrotters, and they had their regular team that they took on the road. And, you know, it was just great, great entertainment and how much fun and all the antics of one Metal Arc Lemon. I mean, you did not go, you did not leave an event where the Harlem Globetrotters were at and you felt like you wanted your money back.
No, you got your money's worth. And, you know, I think everyone, you know, can remember. I can remember. I certainly can, you know, as a kid going to see them play. And I can remember my dad taking me to see them play. And so we wrote the piece last week for Fox News. I got all kinds of emails from folks across the country saying that, you know, they can remember when their dad had taken them to see the Globetrotters. And, but, of course, that's why I thought it was important. Everybody knew him as the Clown Prince of basketball, all that he did, the joy he brought to millions all over. But I thought it was important to know Metal Art the man, and that's why we wrote the piece.
What was the, you know, you knew him so well, Van, and saw him, you know, in terms of his ministry and talking with kids. What was the main nugget that he would share with these kids?
It was interesting. You know, in the Bible talks about joy, and his was a ministry of joy. And he always said, and I'll never forget this one of the lines one time we were having dinner, and he told me this, and I was with a friend, too, and he told both of us this, and we were talking last week after Metal Arc died, and he said, remember what he told us? Happiness is a wimp compared to joy. And his whole ministry was about that. He preached on that at my church. You know, happy. You know, we can be happy in the moment, but do you live a joyful life?
Right. Exactly.
And, very, very powerful. And that's I think that in itself was what his ministry was all about.
Yeah. Yeah. Being happy is connected to a happening. There's got to be an instance that triggers happiness, but joy is something that bubbles up from within that is sustainable, that goes with you for. And I think that was something. I mean, you know, the one thing you always see in people is a God-given gift. And the gift that Metal Arc Lemon had, which was demonstrated in that big smile. I mean, every time you think of Metal Arc Lemon, you just see that big smile of his, which emanated from a heart of joy, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. They broke the mold when they made him.
Well, I'll tell you, what a privilege for you. I mean, you know, you have an opportunity to see him as a kid, and now you're sitting around having dinner with him. You know, what a special time for you, Van.
It really was. And I got to tell you, you know what his favorite meal was? He loved Greek food. He always wanted you to find a Greek restaurant.
Really? He loved Greek food of all things, huh?
He did.
Well, I'll tell you, we will miss him. But what a legacy that he leaves behind, and a real, you know, a special individual. And we know that he will continue to speak to the youth of America. One Metal Arc Lemon, Van Hipp with us. Thank you, Van, for sharing. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 19 before the top of the hour.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Make a resolution for the new year and improve your health with exercise, a healthy diet, and plenty of water in 2016. Keeping your body hydrated is essential for your health. While tap water may look and smell clean, it may contain contaminants that are picked up on its journey to your faucet, which could be harmful to your health. Make sure your water is cleaner by using an at-home water filtration system, like Pure's Advanced Water Faucet Filter System, which can greatly improve the quality of your drinking water. Pure's faucet filter systems are certified to remove over 70 contaminants, including 99% of lead, 92% of pesticides, and 96% of mercury. The faucet filters last up to 3 months or 100 gallons of water and reduce 10 times more contaminants than a leading pitcher. Pure's faucet filter systems are easy to install and require no tools and start around $20, making filtering water at your home simple. Improve the quality of your water by filtering with Pure and raise a glass to your health and hydration this new year. For more information, visit Pure.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You've reached Bill Martinez Live. Bill Martinez Live.
We're back with you, America. 14 before the top of the hour, coming to you Monday through Friday from 9 to 11 Eastern on this GCN radio network. Great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. Get involved in the conversation, and if you want to drop me an email, it comes to me direct, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Bruce Thatcher is with us, author of the breakthrough book, Immigration, How to Avoid Its Perils and Make It Work. It has just been a great reference, and appreciate Bruce coming on and being with us to, really help us understand what is going on with immigration, what's not going on with immigration, and why we continue to make the same mistakes time and time again. Bruce Thatcher, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm just fine, Bill. It's a bright morning, and it's great to be with you.
Well, let's talk about immigration in the 2016 elections. How critical is this going to be, or are we just kind of kicking the ball around here?
I think that for people who have been following the elections up to this point, most of the rhetoric is going to be kind of boring because it's all been said. We're not going to hear much that we haven't heard already. Mm-hmm. And it's going to focus very much on the secure the border,
mm-hmm.
Obey the laws. And it's going to be tying more and more, immigration's going to be tied to security issues. But I don't think that there's going to be any significant congressional action until after the election, 2017 probably.
Well, Donald Trump started his first TV ad campaign. It is focusing on immigration.
It is focusing on immigration, and it's interesting that in the Trump immigration program, as he's laid it out, he has introduced the idea that you should have a clear national interest that you're supporting with immigration.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I don't know if it's a first, but it's only begun to start talking about immigration in terms of national interest instead of in terms of just the special interests that surround the whole subject. So I'm glad to see that.
Yeah, but, what a novel idea, right, Bruce?
Yeah.
I mean, you and I have been talking about this, is that we're caught in the weeds and chasing all these different shiny ornaments instead of the main issue, and that is national security.
ICE has, and the Immigration Service has been moved into the Department of Homeland Security when it was formed. So somebody decided it was a security issue several years ago. Mm-hmm. But now I think more and more of the candidates and the people who talk about immigration, at least on one side of the story, are recognizing how much it's tied to security.
Well, without a doubt. And, of course, Trump has broadened the conversation by including the ban on Muslim immigration.
Yeah, and that's a very problematic question. Depends upon obviously on the way it's handled. You cannot, under the law, you cannot ban immigration or immigrants based on their religion.
Mm-hmm.
You can ban them, however, based on where they come from, and that's been done throughout our immigration history.
Mm-hmm.
And so people who say that, and the opponents say, oh, well, you can't ban masses of people from this country or the other country, they're wrong. We've
exactly.
done it over
yeah, Jimmy
over
Carter.
Again.
Jimmy Carter did it with Iran when we had the Iranian crisis.
He did.
Right?
He did. Mm-hmm. And those bans were written into law.
I mean, again, and to your point, we're focusing on what is the bigger issue here in terms of our national security. Why doesn't it make sense to, you know, protect the body politic with a policy that actually works? And as you brought up earlier, doggone it, you know, let's enforce what we have in place here.
We have recognized now, I think, more and more in the rhetoric that we need to do something about security as regards identifying certain immigrants. Our current immigration law actually gives preference to some of the people that we ought to be keeping out, most specifically clerics of some Muslim sects that preach violence, and we give them preference to bring them into the country, and Saudi Arabia supports them.
Except for the cleric that they just executed, which has ignited all kinds of problems for them, the Saudi family with Iran going head to head, not to mention the youth in their very own country that were following this sheikh. This is we were talking with Michael Rubin earlier. You know, potentially a lightning rod here, Bruce, that could have incredible implications not only there in the Middle East, but quite possibly here in this country.
Indeed, Saudi Arabia has just broken diplomatic relations with Iran.
Mm-hmm.
Over that. That was announced this morning. But Saudi Arabia it takes action against Shiites, but they don't take action against the Sunnis and the Wahhabis and so forth. And that's what they support here. The other interesting thing that's happening is this announcement that the administration was going to be deporting families.
Right.
And what they're deporting is limited to only a few hundred, of course, but they are the ones who caused those families to come across in the first place over a year ago when Obama announced his program of shielding mm-hmm. undocumented immigrants, and then the flood came. That's the basis of the Supreme Court case that's going to be heard, I believe, this year, U.S. versus Texas,
mm-hmm.
because a number of states challenged that ruling or that executive action, and an appeals court upheld them, and now the federal government has asked the Supreme Court to overrule, and we'll see what happens. But that could have a significant impact on immigration as it actually takes place this year.
Is this more lip service, more just, you know, because of Donald Trump, maybe Democrats are wanting a little bit of a pushback, but when you look at the real numbers here, Bruce, I mean, you're talking thousands of people came across with President Obama's executive action, and we're only going to send a couple hundred families back? I mean, that's, you know, to me, that's kind of a pea shooter response.
And I think that, and I think, and many people think that that probably is just lip service, because that way the Democratic administration and supporting the election campaign coming up can say we're taking big action, but they're really, it's a pea shooter, as you put it.
Right.
And yet the press and the people who are reporting on it, the numbers they tie to that are the 100,000 or so, and it gives you the impression, oh boy, we're going to have the National Guard out rounding up people, and that's not the case at all.
And this is the thing that's so disgusting about this whole thing, Bruce, is the families that are upended. I mean, they respond to President Obama's, his executive action. They come to the country. He basically singularly invites them into the country. The rest of the country is going, wait, we got national security issues. How are we going to take care of these people? Now you upend them and send them back across the border. I mean, how does that, I mean, there's no taint. There's no pushback. No effect on the president. It's just going to be perceived as, well, those doggone Republicans are just being mean to those the Latin people coming across. And this was all precipitated by our very own president.
It was, and it's all supported by much of the press and the liberal establishment who want open immigration, mm-hmm. and they want open immigration because of what they believe will be the long-term political advantage that will give them, and so they spin the stories in terms of how the administration is doing compassionate things, and then they spin them as to how the Republicans are heartless and cruel and want to uphold the law.
Mm-hmm. And it was the Democrats and the very own president that ignited this whole thing to begin with. And, you know, Bruce, this is just so overwhelming for, you know, the everyman American to try to get their brain around, because they're so deluded with this kind of insanity time and again. How are they supposed to figure this out?
Well, they can only figure it out by, they can do one or two things. They could spend hours and hours digging into the weeds and seeing what's in the fine print.
Mm-hmm.
Or they can actually listen to some people and shows and commentators such as Bill Martinez Live, who talks about what's really going on. They can't get very much of it, I think, from the regular press.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, because they're all in the tank. I mean, they've been carrying the water. They've been basically the PR arm for the Democratic Party. And, you know, at some point, Bruce, I just keep thinking, you know, that the mainstream media has got to pay a price here. I mean, they started to a little bit. I mean, they've lost circulation. People are not interested in hearing much of what they say. You know, they've really shot themselves in the foot and have lost a tremendous amount of credibility, as they should, because they've misrepresented things to the public. I mean, their job and their premise for existence has to do with documenting history, not being a PR arm for any one party.
They have, the press is, historically, the press has often supported particular parties or interests throughout the history of this country, but I don't think ever quite as consistently and blatantly allied with one party as it is now.
Yeah, it is amazing. And the sad thing about it, the press is paying the price, and we the people are paying a price. And this is why we the people need to stand up and say enough is enough. Bruce Thatcher, author of the book Immigration, How to Avoid Its Perils and Make It Work, founder of History Speaks Today. Bruce, thank you for being on with us. It's 2 minutes before the top of the hour, America. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes.
thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken? And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.